Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We're up to Simon Yud, Rabbi Yisai, and we are, I want to cover tonight Seif, fascinating Seif, Rabbi Yisai. Halach is as follows. Hoyula Sholosh Kanfois V'Osabayim Sholosh Tzitzios. It's fascinating halacha. So this is talking about a tzitzis, which was made, it is a garment which had three corners. Not necessarily. It could be that it was three corners, and the fourth corner was like cut off, or was torn off, or had a shape that there was only three corners. It doesn't have to be specifically a triangle. But it's a bag which has only three corners at this stage. There was three tzitzis attached. Is that good or bad news? Three tzitzis on three corners.
It's not
and you can't wear on shops. Correct. Good. Abakanfus. So very good. Now, what he did is, imagine it was a garment which was slightly, the fourth non-corner. What he did is he cut it in a way that now you have a fourth corner there. He rectangled it. Does that make sense? He rectangled it?
Yeah.
He squared it. That's it. He squared it. And after squaring it, he attached tzitzis to it. So, again, there was three corners and there was three tzitzis. V'shuv, subsequently, he attached a fourth. He made the fourth corner, but also boy gam tzitzis, and he made a tzitzis onto the fourth new corner. Now the halacha is
it's got to be one or the other. But,
okay, no, you could say what are the three? What are the options?
Possible.
What's the other option? Kosher.
Yeah.
And machlokes, yeah. Okay, so it's going to be that. It's no. Okay, so which one does the Shulchan Aruch choose? What you chose as well? Psura, psura is possible. Why is it possible? Oh, very good. Fascinating. I've always said this is one of the most fascinating. It's really fascinating. Psura mishum tas eveloy mina osru. It's possible. So instead of looking at it from a kind of rational approach, you would say, should be fine. Now, looking at it, you know, 2021, you got now four corners. Four tzitzis, four corners. What's wrong with it? But the answer is no. There's a problem of tasit v'loy mina osu. Let's see what that exactly means. So you've got new base in Mishneh Berurah, Sholosh Kanfos. Shulchan Aruch explains, as Mishneh Berurah explains, afilu mitchila yilo arba kanfos, it makes no difference as to whether there was historically always three corners, or there was historically a fourth corner, and it and it was cut off. Even if at the beginning there was four corners, the one corner was cut off, and it was rounded. Although you fixed afterwards that fourth rounded corner and you squared it, nevertheless, you had over here a garment with three corners and three tzitzis, and that's no good. So what you got to do, Mishnah, I'm skipping a few words. You've got to undo them. You've got to open them up. You've got to undo it and tighten them again. It's not the point that you've got three tzitzis which are good tzitzis. That's not the point. You've got a majority over here. But that's not the point. Whether it's three or two or one. There's no. It doesn't make a difference how many was present. The point is, you had over here a garment with three corners and three tzitzits, which was inappropriate. It was not relevant to have three tzitzits over here. You don't have three tzitzis on a garment with three corners. So why is this possible? Mishum, if you add a fourth one, if you square it off now and you add a fourth, why is it possible? Mishum tasev lo menasu. What does that mean, tasev lo menasu? How do you explain that? Tasev lo menasu. What does that mean? It's possible. Now you've got four tzitzis. Four corners and four tzitzis, but it's possible. Why is it possible? Because you had three tzitzis on a garment which had three corners.
Can't make it retroactive.
So please explain.
Like a
sukkah. Yeah, it's true. By sukkah, we have the same. Tasev v'lo menasu. What does that? How does that mean?
It has to be made initially rather than after the fact.
What's after the fact?
You can't retroactively designate the item as, after it's been made. You can't retroactively designate it for the purpose of sitters. It has to be made with the initial intention.
Okay. What do you want to say?
So, yeah, initially it was a third. It was three, that's it. You can't then make it a fourth post.
Why not?
It's a Breira point, isn't it?
No, it's not really Beirdik. The Mishnah explains it beautifully over here, and this is the explanation of the Shas rule of Tasev lo menasu, which indeed applies to other areas of halachas, significantly so in Hilchas Sukkah. We find it in other areas too. So, and we find in Dalet Minim, we find in Hilchas Sukkah, we find in many places in Shas. Sholesh Mishum Tasev lo menasu, says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzoloi Madeksiv, Gedilim Tasev lecha al arba kanfois. So the pasuk is beautifully specific. Gedilim tase lecha. You should make gedilim, which gedilim we know it means the tzitzis, al on arba four kanfos, on the four corners.
I know in Latin, ab initio and not post facto.
Post factum?
It needs to be made ab initio and not post facto. There's better words for it in Latin than there are in English. Yeah.
Post factum means after the fact, yeah.
Yeah, ab initio means it has to be. Contrived for that purpose rather
right.
than subsequently re-read.
Okay, beautiful. So that's it. That's it. So that's it. And what Mishnah explains is that mashmashu yakanfos asuyim, the important point is, it's very, very longish. Shuyakanfos asuyim is arba kodim shenasu atzitzis. The Mishnah beautifully so, extremely beautifully and subtly, he explains the pasuk. What it means is, it's fascinating. Kedilim tasa lecho, you should make the tzitzis al on arba kanfos, which Mishbu explains. What it means is, so you got to have first the arba kanfos, you got to have the four corners, and subsequently you make the gedilim, you make the tzitzis. So there's an order over here. You have the four corners. Subsequently, you've got a tzitzis. You cannot have tzitzis and then you extend the baghet into a fourth corner. Because there's an order here. You've got to have the four corners.
Canthesis.
Pardon?
Canthesis.
That's right.
That's what the order
is. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You take out the three and then extend the garment. Can you put four ends together then?
Taseh v'loi minasu. What? And there's tzitzis attached or no tzitzis attached?
If you take off the three tzitzis or something, now you've got a bigger without tzitzis. Add the fourth corner to it. Put on four.
So it's as long as there was tzitzis before there was a fourth corner, it's going to be possible. It's
so there's no mitzvah putting on the other countries.
Correct.
It's a mitzvah putting on a person. You're telling me every time you put tzitzis on, you have to put it on first. First, you have to have the beggar, then you have to put.
It's a good question. The question is that really the mitzvah is on the person and not on the beggar. Well, because you could have a four cornered garment flying around without tzitzis, and it's totally fine as long as you don't wear it. It's a fascinating point what Rabbi Feingold is raising. Yeah, I know, but he's pointing out that why. So what were you saying? That what?
So every time you put your tzitzis on you, it's tazim lemonosi, because every time you put it on in the morning, it's already made. You're not making it from.
It's a good question that, but it must be that there's some relevance to the beged. The beged itself that you're wearing must have been created in a way that you got tzitzis after the beged was created. I don't know. It's an interesting. Your question is much better than the answer. I'm not sure. It's a good, interesting question.
Bye bye. Making it is when it's in its component parts and you're assembling like a Lego set. But when you're clothing yourself with it, you're just doing the mitzvah of. Malbush's sitters rather than making the sitters,
So let's just finish off the Mishnah Berurah. Mashmashu akan fois asuyu is arba koydim shana asu atzitzis. You have to first have the corners, and then subsequently you make the tzitzis. Loi, as opposed to shana asu atzitzis, not that the tzitzis are made koydim akan fois before the corners. Vehavele tase veloy mina osuyu vepsulim. So that would be a psul of tase veloy mina osuyu. Al kain. Therefore, so what is the right way of doing it? How do you deal with it?
You have to assemble it from scratch.
Very good. In order to save that tzitzis, you got to undo all the knots, velachse velekoshem, and redo them again. Ah, that's what you're referring to. Good. Yeah, that's what he means. So, v'davka sholosh tzitzis rishonis
shasiyos
na
b'psul. You know, like the prefab houses that they come on the back of the van and you stick them into the ground. They can't be prefabricated.
Yeah. By the way, what you're reminding me, Tak, is we find the same halach of Tarsev Velem Naosu, the Mishmul Ilchas Pesach. The Mishmul Ilchas Pesach tells us an interesting halacha. You've got Ilchas Mezuzah. It's very, very common. Whoever's got building works in his house, it's really important to know that you cannot have, if a door, let's say, is taken apart, or there's significant changes to your entrance or to your door, you got to make sure that the mezuzah is detached, and after the mezuzah is reattached, because it will be tasev lam nosu. You cannot have the mezuzah before the door. You cannot have a mezuzah attached onto something which is not halachically a door. Yeah. So, for instance, if you have got a door which is, yeah, that's right, if you've got a door which is taken apart, or door, you got to make sure that you take the mezuzah off, and then only subsequently you'll reattach the mezuzah. It's very common that people fail to remember that.
I mean, the door post?
Both.
If the door came off here...
Yeah, the door over here is not significant in terms of Ilchas Mezuzah. Okay, so yeah, because it's Chayav Mezuzah even without the actual door.
Okay, if it was a house, if this door came off and went back on, would that be a problem?
No, in this instance not, because the door itself, you've got a Chayav Mezuzah in this particular case, you've got a Chayav Mezuzah in without the door. So it wouldn't be a problem. But if, let's say, the whole side would come off, or something else would come off, would attach, or you're changing the whatever. There's many cases. You're replacing. Then it would be no chiyuv mezuzah at that stage. Then you've got to make sure the mezuzah is taken away. There's also there's tassel and also by mezuzah as well. I don't remember, but the Mishnah, I don't remember what the law, but the Mishnah clearly says it's halacha that we say tassel and also by mezuzah as well. Yeah. Yes.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
What happens, like where I live, I don't have a door between the hallway and my lounge, and between my lounge and the kitchen. Yeah, I've got mezuzahs up on them, but there's no door. And it's like a way through. But it's a separate room, but no door.
Yeah, okay, so maybe, I mean, I don't know. Perhaps there's a chiyuv mezuzah there. You've got to check. There might be a chiyuv mezuzah there. But
well,
either way,
I've got mezuzah
what's
on my front door? I've got mezuzah obviously in the front door, my bedroom door. But then going into my lounge and my kitchen, there's just an opening. I've got mezuzah up, but there's no door.
Yeah. Okay. So therefore, what are you asking?
Am I right to have a mezuzah?
Probably. I don't know. I don't know it. But it could very well be that. Yeah. Probably there's a chiyuv mezuzah. Without that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna stop over here. Just so we learned tonight, this evening, the halacha of tasev lo mina osi. If you've got a tzitzis of dalat kanfois, which a beggar of three corners, for whatever reason, there's currently three corners, three tzitzis attached there, and you're adding now a fourth corner by cutting it into a way that is a fourth corner. You're adding now four tzitzis. It's possible because tasev lo mina osi, we've got to do is undo all the knots. And redo all the tzitzit. By the way, how many of the tzitzit do you have to retie? Redo how many of the tzitzit? By the way, Mishnah Berurah points out. A drop later.
Four.
How many?
Three.
You've got to do the three, and then you've got a fourth corner now. You do all three, then. Okay, Abayisai.